At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Besides that bizarre first date trend, we have a bunch of other headlines that are trending. I read off the headline, and then Hannah tells me either keep it moving. The headline was good enough. I got enough information, or if she needs more details, I'll give them to her. We'll only do this for next 2 minutes because we know you're busy. 50 hottest men of all time. Ooh. We have the list.
Let's hear them.
This is from Harper Bazaar. They would like to note this is at their man's peak level of hotness. So it's not like comparing them now. It's like when they were the hottest of the hot. Yeah, like me yesterday.
Yeah. Right.
Coming in, let's go number one, because I feel like number one's going to be a little bit like, okay, I get it, but don't get it, is James Dean. They're like smoking cigarette, James Dean, iconic, hotness, level hot. Number two, Tupac Shakur.
Wow.
Number three was Lenny Kravitz. Four, Pedro Pascal's Kevin's guy.
He's number four?
Yeah.
Hey, I like Pedro, but I wouldn't.
People think he's so hot.
Wow. I don't really get the lore.
I don't get the Pedro thing either. So I'll skip around to some people I think that Hannah and AB might find super attractive. Jacob Elordi was in the top 10 at number 9.
I cannot get into him.
You don't like Jacob Elordi? From Euphoria, Hannah, you like Euphoria?
Yeah, I am a Euphoria girl, but he's really tall, I guess.
He is really tall. I guess that's what he's got going for him. I can't look past his Saltburn.
Yeah. That knocks him down a few times.
They say the Saltburn, we've all seen the edit, so that's what got him the credit, because I think he does a nude scene, right? So that
can I couldn't tell you.
Elvis finished at 10, Michael B. Jordan at 13, Chris Hemsworth at 15. That's somewhere around
there. Notice how none of these people were on Hannah and I's like hot bracket. Yeah.
Michael B. Jordan.
That's true.
Yeah.
What about like Brad Pitt? No?
I mean, I think I only went up to the top 15, Kev.
Wow.
Yeah, Henry Cavill was on there. If we're going to go Superman, he was 14. All right, we spent all our time on talking about
hot men.
Yeah. But does anyone blame us?
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.